the Virchow's triptych painting was intended for display at the Millennium Exhibition in Budapest on the occasion of the celebration of 1,000 years since the arrival of the Hungarians in the area of the Carpathian Pannonian terrain. The celebration included festivities throughout the country. The main events planned for the Budapest area were organized from May to November 1896. The complexity and comprehensiveness of the idea of the celebration indicated the content, which was reflected in the diversity of the program. The program contained manifestations ranging from sports activities, presentations of folk handicrafts, industrial products, agriculture, and wine growing, to artistic representations. As part of the artistic part of the program, on this occasion, the Hungarian Parliament commissioned the composition Árpád Founds the Hungarian State from the famous artist Mihály Munkácsy. In this way, in a visual form, the idea of the rights of the Hungarian people acquired in the conquest of this area was promoted. On the other hand, the ambitious church authorities wanted to present their position. The military status of the population through a kind of immigrated idea in the composition of the famous painting Migration of the Serbs, which is also an epoch-making work by Jovanović, is kept today in the museum in Pančevo. At this important event, Pajo Jovanović, instead of presenting the Migration of the Serbs, presented a painting of the Vršac triptych commissioned by the city administration of Vršac. For the Millennium Exhibition, the painter accepted an order for which the city offered him 5,000 forints, as the newspaper of the time commented. The conceptual content of the triptych perfectly corresponded to the order and ideological political purpose. On the triptych, the themes of economy typical for this area are developed. The painting was completed in 1896 and consists of three panels: trade, wine growing, and farming, which represent separate topics, or more precisely, separate economic branches of Vršac. The trade on the left side of the panel is like a living image of a market day in Vršac, in the tumult of the crowd of countless people at the main town square. In the distance, you can see the outlines of the towers of the Catholic Church, the municipal buildings, and the stone cross. In the foreground, in front of the viewer's eyes, in the atmosphere of the morning light, stands out the figure of a barefoot woman, with her back turned in a freely designed, probably Romanian folk costume. There are also two grain merchants. In some details of the idyllic image of the city, the idea of the multi-ethnic and multicultural milieu of this part of Hungary is discreetly underlined: soldiers in uniform and peasants in typical Romanian embroidered shirts. This is nothing strange if we remember that the triptych was prepared for the exhibition in Budapest with a specific purpose. So in addition to the cultural and economic one, it also had a political message about the ideal coexistence of the people in the city. In the central part, the grape harvest is presented as the most famous and profitable business in the area. The ancient way of organizing this wine-growing work is shown carefully in the lower and central part of the composition. People carrying wooden containers and wagons with a barrel for collecting fruit and pressing grapes with a stick. A hill and a medieval tower on the top of the hill and a view of the endless vineyards dominate the upper part of the painting. Farming is presented on the right panel of the painting. The harvesting of grain is shown near the city. Mowers in everyday clothes, typical of this lowland area, perform the harvesting stacks in the heat of the summer day. Behind them in the distance again stands the inevitable Vršac hill, with the tower looming as a symbol of the region. The three-part painting, measuring 2 by 4 meters, is in a frame decorated with a woodcut, for the production of which special drawings are made with all the necessary data and instructions from the artist. It is interesting to note that the newspaper recorded the legend that the beautiful Mila Mandukic, the would-be wife of Jovanović and the mother of the chess player Bora Kostić, who was the first Serbian grandmaster, is in the middle board. The Vršac triptych took a prominent place at the Millennium Exhibition. It was placed right at the central part of the art pavilion, and it is little known that it was reproduced in the accompanying publication of the event. On this occasion, the newspaper Srpstvo from Vršac reports positive reviews and that, quote, the exhibition jury awarded many people from Vršac for various activities, and the great Serbian artist Mr. Paja Jovanović received the highest recognition, the Millennium Medal. The people of Vršac are emotionally attached to the triptych, perhaps because the artist never made a copy with these same motifs.